Well, this morning we have a couple of guests joining us here in studio. We're going to talk a little bit about the 2019 version of the Top Shot event, a little fundraiser for the Atlantic Police Reserve's kids program. Eric Wickman in with us this morning, along with Cass County Sheriff Darby McLaren. Guys, thanks for coming by. I appreciate it.
Thanks for having me.
Thank you.
Yeah, you bet. Eric, talk a little bit about the last year, the first time around. This was an event that you saw an opportunity to raise a little bit of money for a cause and took advantage of it. It sounded like it went pretty well.
It went very well last year, and we met our goal of raising money for the kids, and everybody had a good time. People came out and they shot. Most people were surprised at how much fun they had. I think a lot of people had the expectation they'd shoot for just a few minutes and be done. Most of them stayed and shot Annie Oakley's, or I allowed them to shoot some free targets and stuff. But everybody wanted to do it again. Darby and Dave were both in on it and think it's a great idea. Had a lot of requests. So, yeah, we're going to open her up and go again. Good year.
For those who might not be familiar with what exactly we're talking about, what are exactly we talking about?
Well, it's basically a clay pigeon shoot, or they call it five stand would be the technical term. So we have an 11 stall shooting facility. We've upgraded from 8 to 12 throwers. I can actually throw 12 clay pigeons at once if I want to. So I can accommodate 12 shooters at a time, get them up there, and they could each shoot 50 targets. We'd be done in a half an hour. They have a lot of fun. We give them a scorecard, keep score for them. We actually have an individual, top individual, and top group of four. So shotgun only, flying targets. A lot of people are surprised at how well they do, and a lot of people are surprised how poorly they do. That's kind of the fun of it. You know, you don't quite know. We took some novice shooters last year and got them to at least hit targets, which was fun. It's a fun event for somebody who likes to shoot their gun. It's the 4th of July. A lot of people like to shoot trap at that time of year. So it meshes well with that. It gives them a place where they can shoot safely. And I don't know. I think that the rivalries and competition will continue. A lot of groups came out, and, you know, they were sheriff versus police department. We had a lot of friendly rivalries going along.
Sure.
People had fun with it.
Well, July 1st through the 7th, so it's 4th of July period. People like to see things explode that time of the year, so it kind of makes sense, right? Darby, you guys got involved with the Cass County Sheriff's Department and a lot of your friends, too, and law enforcement around the area. Are you surprised by the amount of support that this got?
The immediate support was maybe a little surprising. I mean, I had guys. The police department had guys. I think there was a group from another county also. It's just a good opportunity to get together and with family, friends, or co-workers and have a good time.
Yeah. Tell me a little bit about that Police Reserves Kids program. I know you're the sheriff's office, but you work with them.
Well, A, they support the whole county.
Okay.
It's not just Atlantic kids. It's anyone in the county's kids. They go on camping trips, go to the zoo, a number of, obviously the Christmas, they support families for Christmas. They do a lot of good things locally. And anytime we have an opportunity to support them, we certainly will try.
Sure. So this is a pretty big fundraiser for that group?
Yes.
Real big. Do you do anything else during the year? Do you know much to raise funds? Is a lot of donations?
I wish I knew. I know they have a lot of donations during Christmas time.
Oh, sure.
And I couldn't tell you if they have any other fundraisers, but people always like to support the youth. So.
Yeah, well, but there are always a lot of kids who could use the opportunities out there, too. So anything extra you can raise is great for the program.
Agreed.
And that's why Eric stepped up to allow folks to use that facility there for something like this. Now, getting folks involved, I assume we're here trying to talk folks into coming out and being a part of it, right?
Sure, and we've done some things differently this year. I'm going to allow people to shoot. A single person can shoot by himself. We're going to have doubles, so father-son, father-daughter, mother-daughter, or a couple friends get together. So there's going to be one-man, two-man, and four-man shoot. We're going to have Annie Oakley's every night if there's people available to shoot. And this year, Annie Oakley's were so popular last year, we're going to charge a small fee, which all goes to charity. And then we're going to have an Annie Oakley championship on Sunday morning. So those who've won on Annie Oakley, we'll keep track of those during the week, call them up Sunday morning, we'll all get together and see who's the best Annie Oakley shooter in Cass County, which I bet we had 150 people shoot Annie Oakley last year. They just had a lot of fun with it.
Yeah.
So the other thing we're doing this year, I've offered this to some groups. I'm meeting with the Rotary group tomorrow. So the beef producers and the corn growers are getting together and having their own night on Sunday night, the 7th. 55 to 60 shooters is what we expect. They're going to grill their own steaks, have a lot of fun. I imagine there'll be some lies swapped and things like that. But anyway, so we're looking for groups like that. We're talking to the Rotary Club. Any service group that wants to get involved, we're happy to have them come out and either help with the event or bring their own people. I've got a corporate shoot on Tuesday the 25th, and the proceeds from that will go to us in another corporate shoot, either the 26th or 27th. So I have the companies that are doing that. We had 15, 20 guys or more shoot. I think the one meeting went way more than that. They actually contribute $25 per shooter to Shop with a Cop. So it's outside money coming in. They like it because it's an entertainment expense that they get a write-off, and it goes to charity, and their employees have a lot of fun. So, yeah.
Darby, do you know, is this kind of a unique opportunity that you have here that some of the other law enforcement agencies around the area have?
I've never heard of anything like this. I mean, mainly we shoot at stationary targets, so anytime we have an opportunity to shoot a shotgun at a moving target, it's fun. And it's more for entertainment. I wouldn't call it training, but it's fun.
Well, yes. Keep the eye square, too. You know, it's always good to do that. But this particular event now, this, you know, we talk about law enforcement agencies getting involved, talk about some of these other folks that have maybe some experience. But you did mention there might be some first-timers, too, who've never had the experience before.
Yeah, the last shooters we had last year were a group of four gals from the Messina area. Very nice, great girls. They were struggling to hit a target. So all novice shooters or very little experience. So we spent, probably 45 minutes with them, and by the end of the evening, we had them all hitting targets. They were just pleased as punch. So it turned into more of a shooting lesson than a competition event, but it worked out really well. They had a good time. We enjoyed showing them how to shoot, the hunter safety, things like that. And
sure.
So, yeah, anybody can show up, but we need to know if they're a novice shooter, but we'll work with them. We're happy to do it.
Are there specific guidelines that you're looking to follow for folks who want to participate?
Well, it's always safety first. No alcohol on the range, of course. And, I've got my rules on the range, guns up, things like that, breaches open. But we're going to instruct people on how to behave safely as long as they listen to what we have to say. I had no trouble last year. Everybody was very good. But we don't want people showing up with weapons acting in an unsafe manner. So we're pretty strict about our range rules. But no, we had no trouble last year. Everybody was polite. And I think the comment that the police chief made was that he couldn't believe how polite, professional the young people were that shot. You know, handled their guns well, were very respectful, had a good time. And we shot, I bet we had half the people that shot were under the age of 18 last year.
Oh, really?
So,
very good. Well, we have some pretty good shooting sports teams around the area, too. I suppose they were getting involved a little bit, too.
Yeah. We want them. And we try to get sponsors that don't want to shoot to sponsor those kids so they don't have to pay a fee.
Right. All right. Very good. So for folks who would like to get involved or would consider maybe doing something a little bit different as a fundraiser like this, how would they get involved in this?
Well, they could call me at Wickman Chemical. They're going to get Chelsea at 712-243-7739. John Bishop at the Super Bowl has got cards and will have a flyer out and is happy to get them signed up and tell them what's going on. They can also stop at the police station and the sheriff's department and pick up cards there. I'll be going around to local businesses, dropping some cards off and posters. And if you're a service group or a group of people that wants to shoot and would like me to stop by, I'd be happy to do so.
Okay. Now you've got the times or the dates listed as July 1st through July 7th.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of first come, first served, so if you have a specific day or time that you want to request, you better do it soon?
Yes, get it in as soon as possible. We will do group shoots from probably about the 28th, the 26th, 27th, or filled, 25th, 26th, or filled. But so if somebody wants to do a specific group shoot, we will accommodate that to some extent. You know, we can make sure and lock a night up for them alone.
Sure, sure. Well, Atlantic Police Chief Dave Erickson not able to be with us here today as we sit down to visit, so floor is yours, Darby. Trash talk away.
Well, we were victorious last year, so he should want another piece of this. That's all I'll say.
That's the only trash talking you need to do, right? Okay. Did you raise good money last year then?
Yeah, I think we cleared $4,500 last year, which was fantastic. And had a lot of people that paid more than the standard fee,
right,
which we really appreciated. Of course, Wickman Chemical pays for all the clay pigeons in the shooting facility. There is no expense incurred. So 100% of what you donate for this shoot goes to shop with a cop or with the children's programs police department.
Sure.
And so it's a great deal for everybody. We have fun. We help a great cause. Really enjoy the whole event myself. Just sure. A ton of fun. A lot of work, but a ton of fun.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure. Well, we talked about like the first timers last year. So do folks need to bring their own guns, their own ammo, or is there an opportunity there just in case?
Well, I could help somebody out if they need. Chances are, if you're a first timer, I'm going to try and pair you up with somebody that shoots. Or if you've got a friend that shoots, they'll probably kind of help them out.
Sure.
So, yeah, don't be afraid to call and ask. We'll get something figured out. Generally, most of the people that shot for the first time last year were in a group, and they told me, oh, this guy hasn't shot much. Can you get somebody to help him? Yeah, I've got experienced shooters here that will stand next to him, help him with the gun, get them so they're hitting some targets. If they're a first-timer, they probably don't have hunter safety or any kind of firearms license or concealed carry permit. So we need to know that.
Sure.
But we'll help them. Glad to do it.
You bet. Well, like you said, bottom line, safety, want to be safe, fun. You want to have fun because you want to keep them coming back. And, of course, to raise money, you got to do all those things. So
right.
You bet. Very good. Okay, that's coming up July 1st through the 7th, and that's there at for the opportunity there for folks to help raise money for the Atlantic Police Reserve's Kids Program. And again, get after that stuff. Where can folks find some of this information? Can they find it in different locations?
They can go to the Super Bowl and pick up cards. I have information there. Like I said, Sheriff's Department, Police Department. They can call Wickman Chemical at 243-7739, and they'll get them going. And like I said, if there's a group that needs somebody to come talk to them, I'm happy to come in and spend a little time with them, explain what's going on, and take care of things.
Okay, so. We've got a copy of that sign-up sheet right here. It's real simple. There's not much to it. So get that taken care of, get that in, and help those youngsters.
Yeah.
Appreciate it. Guys, thanks for coming by. Appreciate it.
Thanks for having us.
Thanks very much, Jim.